Dorothy Parker. From the Diary of a New York Lady. During days of horror, despair, and world change. Monday. Breakfast tray about 11. Didn't want it. The champagne at the Amory's last night was too revolting, but what can you do? You can't stay until 5 o'clock on just nothing. They had those divine Hungarian musicians in the green coats, and Stewie Hunter took off one of his shoes and led them with him, and it couldn't have been funnier. He is the wittiest number in the entire world. He couldn't be more perfect. Ollie Martin brought me home, and we both fell asleep in the car, too screaming. Miss Rose came about noon to do my nails, simply covered with the most divine gossip. The Morrises are going to separate any minute, and Freddie Warren definitely has ulcers, and Gertie Leonard simply won't let Bill Crawford out of her sight, even with Jack Leonard right there in the room. And it's all true about Sheila Phillips and Babs Deering. It couldn't have been more thrilling. Miss Rose is too marvelous. I really think that a lot of times people like that are a lot more intelligent than a lot of people. Didn't notice until after she had gone that the damn fool put that revolting tangerine-colored polish on my nails. Couldn't have been more furious. Started to read a book, but too nervous. Called up and found I could get 2 tickets for the opening of Run Like a Rabbit tonight for $48. Told them they had the nerve of the world, but what can you do? Think Joe said he was dining out, so telephoned some divine numbers to get someone to go to the theater with me, but they're all tied up. Finally, I got Ollie Martin. He couldn't have more poise, and what do I care if he is one? Can't decide whether to wear the green crepe or the red wool. Every time I look at my fingernails, I could spit. Damn Miss Rose. Tuesday. Joe came barging into my room this morning at practically 9 o'clock. Couldn't have been more furious. Started to fight, but too dead. No, he said he wouldn't be home to dinner. Absolutely cold all day, couldn't move. Last night couldn't have been more perfect. Ollie and I dined at 38 East. Absolutely poisonous food, and not one living soul that you'd be seen dead with. And Run Like a Rabbit was the world's worst. Took Ollie up to the Barlow's party. It couldn't have been more attractive, couldn't have been more people. Absolutely stinking. They had those Hungarians in the green coats, and Stewie Hunter was leading them with a fork. Everybody simply died. He had yards of green toilet paper hung around his neck like a lei. He couldn't have been in better form. Met a really new number, very tall, too marvelous, and one of those people that you can really talk to them. I told him sometimes I get so nauseated I could yip and felt I absolutely had to do something like write or paint. He said, why didn't I write or paint? Came home alone. Ollie passed out stiff. Called up the new number 3 times today to get him to come to dinner and to go with me to the opening of Never Say Good Morning. But first he was out, and then he was all tied up with his mother. Finally got Ollie Martin. Tried to read a book, but couldn't sit still. Can't decide whether to wear the red lace or the pink with the feathers. Feel too exhausted, but what can you do? Wednesday. The most terrible thing happened just this minute. Broke one of my fingernails right off short. Absolutely the most horrible thing I have ever had happen to me in my life. Called up Miss Rose to come over and shape it for me, but she was out for the day. I do have the worst luck in the entire world. Now I'll have to go around like this all day and all night, but what can you do? Damn Miss Rose. Last night, too hectic. Never Say Good Morning, too foul. Never saw more poisonous clothes on stage. Took Ollie up to the Ballard's party. Couldn't have been better. They had those Hungarians in the green coats, and Stewie Hunter was leading them with a freesia. Too perfect. He had on Peggy Cooper's ermine coat, and Phyllis Mitten's silver turban. Simply unbelievable. Asked simply sheaves of divine people to come here Friday night. Got the address of those Hungarians in the green coats from Betty Ballard. She says just engage them until 4, and then whoever gives them another $300, they'll stay until 5. Couldn't be cheaper. Started home with Ollie, but had to drop him at his house. He couldn't have been sicker. Called up the new number today to get him to come to dinner and to go to the opening of Everybody Up With Me tonight, but he was tied up. Joe's going to be out. He didn't condescend to say where, of course. Started to read the papers, but nothing in them except that Mona Wheatley is in Reno, charging intolerable cruelty. Called up Jim Wheatley to see if he had anything to do tonight, but he was tied up. Finally got Ollie Martin. Can't decide whether to wear the white satin or the black chiffon or the yellow pebble crepe. Simply wrecked to the core about my fingernail. Can't bear it. Never knew anybody to have such unbelievable things happen to them. Thursday. Simply collapsing on my feet. Last night, too marvelous. Everybody up, too defined, couldn't be filthier, and the new number was there, too celestial, only he didn't see me. He was with Florence Keeler in that loathsome gold Schiaparelli model of hers that every shop girl's had since God knows. He must be out of his mind. She wouldn't look at a man. Took Ollie to the Watsons' party. Couldn't have been more thrilling. Everybody simply blind. They had those Hungarians in the green coats, and Stewie Hunter was leading them with a lamp. And after the lamp got broken, he and Tommy Thomas did adagio dances. Too wonderful. Somebody told me Tommy's doctor told him he absolutely had to get right out of town, that he has the world's worst stomach, but you'd never know it. Came home alone. Couldn't find Ollie anywhere. Miss Rose came at noon to shape my nail. Couldn't have been more fascinating. Sylvia Eaton can't go out the door unless she's had a hypodermic. And Doris Mason knows every single word about Dougie Mason and that girl up in Harlem. And Evelyn North wouldn't be induced to keep away from those three acrobats. And they don't dare tell Stevie Raymond what he's got the matter with him. Never knew anyone that had a more simply fascinating life than Miss Rose. Made her take that vile tangerine polish off my nails and put on dark red. Didn't notice till after she'd gone that it's practically black in electric lights. Couldn't be in a worse state. Damn Miss Rose. Joe left a note saying he was going to dine out, so telephoned the new number to get him to come to dinner and to go with me to that new movie tonight, but he didn't answer. Sent him 3 telegrams to be absolutely sure to come tomorrow night. Finally got Ellie Martin for tonight. Looked at the papers, but nothing in them except that the Harry Motts are throwing a tea with Hungarian music on Sunday. Think I'll ask the new number to go to it with me. They must have meant to invite me. Began to read a book, but too exhausted. Can't decide whether to wear the new blue with the white jacket or save it till tomorrow night and wear the ivory moire. Simply heartsick every time I think of my nails. Couldn't be wilder. Could kill Miss Rose, but what can you do? Friday. Absolutely sunk. Couldn't be worse. Last night, too defined. Movie simply deadly. Took Ollie to the Kingsland's party. Too unbelievable. Everybody absolutely rolling. They had those Hungarians in the green coats, but Stewie Hunter wasn't there. He's got a complete nervous breakdown. Worried sick for fear he won't be well by tonight. Will absolutely never forgive him if he doesn't come. Started home with Ollie, but dropped him at his house because he couldn't stop crying. Joe left word with the butler he's going to the country this afternoon for the weekend. Of course he wouldn't stoop to say what country. Called up streams of marvelous numbers to get someone to come dine and go with me to the opening of White Man's Folly, and then to go somewhere after to dance for a while. Can't bear to be the first one there at your own party. Everybody was tied up. Finally got Ollie Martin. Couldn't feel more depressed. Should never have gone anywhere near champagne and scotch together. Started to read a book, but too restless. Called up Ann Lyman to ask about the new baby, and couldn't remember if it was a boy or a girl. Must get a secretary next week. Ann couldn't have been more of a help. She said she didn't know whether to name it Patricia or Gloria, so then I knew, of course, it was a girl right away. Suggested calling it Barbara. Forgot she already had one. Absolutely walking the floor like a panther all day. Could spit about Stewie Hunter. Can't face deciding whether to wear the blue with the white jacket or the purple with the beige roses. Every time I look at those revolting black nails, I want to absolutely yip. I really have the most horrible things happen to me of anybody in the entire world. Damn, Miss Rose.